Robertson, esteemed members of the Permanent Forum, on behalf of the Government of Barbados, in its role as Chair of the CARICOM Prime Ministerial Subcommittee on Reparations for Native Genocide and Slavery, we welcome the establishment of the Permanent Forum, and we fully endorse the CARICOM statement delivered by Bahamas. What we have collectively launched today is for our ancestors and for our descendants still to come. It is brave, it is necessary, it is a long time coming. This week, the members of the Permanent Forum, in whom we place our trust, will be guiding the debate through a matrix of uncomfortable truths, structural constraints, and challenges, but also shedding a light on the enormous achievements of people of African descent and the promise of things to come. In the Caribbean, we have a long history of advocating, articulating, and agitating around issues of structural racism, anti-apartheid, and the injustices inherent in post-colonial societies. We have championed the role of the UN in recognizing, commemorating a difficult history, such as through the International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade and its abolition, and through our unwavering support for the establishment of this permanent forum. In CARICOM, we have placed these issues very high on the leaders' agenda. As mentioned, the CARICOM Prime Ministerial Subcommittee on Reparations is chaired by the Prime Minister of Barbados, the Honorable Mia Amor-Montley. And its core members are Guyana, Haiti, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Suriname. There's also the CARICOM Reparations Commission, comprising chairs of National Task Force, which reports to that Prime Ministerial body. Through this work, the region has launched a CARICOM 10-point plan for reparatory justice. We urge that this also guides the Permanent Commission's deliberations and informs its output. The 10-point plan speaks to, one, a full formal apology; two, a repatriation and resettlement program; three, an Indigenous Peoples Development Program; four, development of cultural institutions that allow our history and culture to be represented and told; five, recognition of the role and impact of enslavement and post-colonial imbalances on the public health crises; six, on literacy through ensuring illiteracy eradication; seventh, an African knowledge program to build bridges of belonging; eighth, psychological rehabilitation; ninth, technology transfer, especially in this current crisis, green technology; and 10, debt cancellation, recognizing